coffee.com or from your favorite local grocery store. Great coffee is a matter of opinion.
At the drone, learn to take flight for fun. Or learn to take flight for business. Whatever the purpose, learn to take flight with confidence. At the drone. Visit us today, thedroneing.com, to get started.
Test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3.
Hey fans, need to have a dinner after the game? Head to one of your 10 local New Mexico Chick-fil-A locations and treat the family to chicken served with pleasure. Northern New Mexico Chick-fil-A's are proud sponsors of Isotopes Baseball and the New Mexico Special Olympics. Is your phone breaking bad? Better call Al at iRepairNM. They can fix your phone, tablet, and computer. 505-361-7205. Don't let crap ruin your day. Attention fans, be sure you stop by the CNN Guest Services booth to fill out a ballot for your favorite player for their chance to win the...
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Hey fans, if the Isotopes score 10 or more runs tonight, everybody wins 2 free tacos, courtesy of Taco 10. Taco 10, a place to gather, a place to eat, where every taco has a story and every story is unique. We celebrate the taste of life with each and every single bite. Taco 10, now serving in 2 locations, and a proud sponsor of your Albuquerque Isotopes. All right, fans, take out your scorecards. Here are the starting lineups and batting orders for tonight's game. Batting cleanup in right field, number 37.
A message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Baruti.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Zach Baruti, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Albuquerque Isotopes, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. And it's great to have you with us tonight here in Albuquerque as Reno plays game number 8 on this 12-game trip. The Aces, after sweeping the Las Vegas Aviators in 6 games to start this trip, ended up falling last night in the opener of this series to Albuquerque by a final of 4-3, a game in which the Isotopes fell behind 2-0 and then hit 4 solo home runs to go on to a 4-3 win. And taking it back to last night's contest, it was a great start for Brandon Pfaadt. Pfaadt, the Aces starter, went 7 innings. He did give up 3 solo home runs, but Pfaadt got off to a great start, retired the first 7 batters that he faced, and really, outside of giving up those home runs, had no trouble on the night. The Aces, as I mentioned, would take the early lead in the second inning with 2 outs and the bases empty. Dominic Canzone laid down a bunt single. 2 batters later, Yonny Hernandez with an RBI single. That scored Canzone and gave Reno a 1-0 lead. The Aces would double their lead in the third inning and use the same script to do so. 2 outs and the bases empty. Stone Garrett drew a walk, and then Dominic Fletcher with an RBI double to right. That scored Garrett and made it a 2-0 Reno advantage. Those 2 runs given up by Albuquerque starter Riley Smith, and to the former Reno ace, Smith went 6 innings. He allowed 2 runs, both earned on 8 hits, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Meanwhile, Pfaadt had not allowed a run through 4. And then in the 5th inning, it was back-to-back home runs, Alan Trejo and Coco Montes. And the back-to-back homers would tie the game at 2. The Isotopes would take the lead, their first lead, in the bottom of the 6th inning. And with 2 outs and the bases empty, Michael Tolia, who made his AAA debut last night, the big prospect and former first-rounder from 2019, hitting a home run in his AAA debut, and that gave Albuquerque a 3-2 advantage. It was the last run given up by Pfaadt, who, as I mentioned, outside of giving up those 3 solo homers, did not have a sweat. He went 7 innings. He gave up 3 runs, all earned on 7 hits, no walks, which is a huge deal in a park like this, and 7 strikeouts. The key to pitching in these stadiums, which are very hitter-friendly, is you want to make sure that if you're going to give up home runs, which you will in these ballparks, that they are solo shots, and that was the case last night for Brandon Pfaadt. So the Aces would tie it in the 7th inning. Reno got a leadoff double that inning from Yonny Hernandez, who scored later in the frame on a sack fly by Buddy Kennedy. So that tied the game at 3. But Albuquerque would take the lead in the bottom of the 8th inning and a timely solo homer from Sean Bouchard with 1 out off Keone Kella. Bouchard with a home run that made it 4-3. The Aces in the 9th inning would get the tying run on. It would be Yonny Hernandez, who had a perfect night, drawing a walk with 1 out. But Justin Lawrence, the closer last night for the Isotopes, got 2 very tough hitters, Giancarlo Cintron and Corbin Carroll, got them swinging to end the ballgame. Our final totals, the Isotopes, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and they left 4 stranded. The Aces, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors, they stranded 8. The winning pitcher, Zach Lee, now 3-1. The losing pitcher, Keone Kella, now 0-1, and the save to Justin Lawrence, his first save of the season in what was his 5th opportunity. In a game that took just 2 hours and 4 minutes, the game was preceded by a 1 hour and 2 minute rain delay. And the paid attendance, 7,002 last night here in Albuquerque. Turning the page to tonight's ballgame, Jeff Bain will make his return to an Aces uniform. Bain will be opposed by Ashton Goudeau for Albuquerque. And we'll talk more about the starters when they toe the slab. This is game 2 of this series. Game 3 tomorrow, and it will be a 5:35 Pacific time start, Dre Jameson and Brandon Gold. On Friday, it'll be another 5:35 Pacific time start, Aces starter to be determined, Zach Neal, a right-hander for the Isotopes. On Saturday, it'll be a 5:35 start, Aces starter to be determined, and Carl Kaufman scheduled to make the start for Albuquerque. And then on Sunday, it's a 5:05 Pacific time start, and it'll be a rematch, at least for now, scheduled to be a rematch of Game 1 of this series yesterday, where it's Brandon Pfaadt and Riley Smith. So that is the outlook for the remainder of this series and this trip. A day off on Monday, and then the Aces return to Greater Nevada Field on Tuesday, and they will host the Salt Lake Bees. Again, it's the Bees' second straight trip to Greater Nevada. Salt Lake was in town before this long road trip, and Salt Lake will be back in town when we get back home on Tuesday. The Aces again in first place coming into tonight's contest by quite a bit. Reno in first place by 7.5 games. Vegas did win last night, so that had to feel good for the Aviators after getting drubbed at home by the Aces. Vegas defeating their opponent last night. It was Tacoma. The Aviators had just taken the lead in that game by the time we'd signed off. So with the Aces losing last night and with the Aviators winning, Vegas now 7.5 games back of Reno in the PCL West. Salt Lake, 9 games out. Tacoma is 12.5 back, and Sacramento, 15 games out at 45-61. In the PCL East Division, Oklahoma City leading El Paso by 2.5 games. Oklahoma City has lost 3 in a row, but they are still 2.5 games ahead of El Paso at 59-46. Round Rock, 56-50. They are 6 games out. Albuquerque, 48-57, 13.5 back, and Sugar Land, 48-58, 14 games out of first place in the PCL East. So that is how the standings are looking coming into this ball game here tonight. And we are moments away from first pitch. The Isotopes are taking the field, so we'll turn it over to the public address for tonight's national anthem. And following the anthem, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch here from Albuquerque. The national anthem on a windy night in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us for Aces Baseball on the radio. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Albuquerque Isotopes, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. And welcome to Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park. Let's give you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Aces as posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Again, Reno comes in leading the PCL West 60-46, 7.5 games up on the Las Vegas Aviators. Leading off for the Aces, it'll be Corbin Carroll batting second, the shortstop, Jake Hager. Carroll, by the way, playing center field, batting second, the shortstop, Jake Hager, hitting third. Second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. The cleanup batter is right fielder Stone Garrett, hitting fifth, and playing left field, Dominic Fletcher. Batting sixth is the designated hitter, Wilmer Defoe. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth, the catcher Dominic Marolio, and batting ninth, it is the third baseman Yanni Hernandez. Again, for the Aces, it will go Carroll in center, Hager the shortstop, Kennedy at second, Garrett in right, Fletcher in left, Defoe the DH, Canzone at first, Marolio catching, and Hernandez at third. The starting nine for the Albuquerque Isotopes, as posted by their manager Warren Schaefer. Leading off, the center fielder Winston Bernard batting second, the DH Dom Nunez hitting third, catching Carlos Perez. The cleanup batter, right fielder Michael Tolia, hitting fifth. The shortstop, Alan Trejo, batting sixth. And left field, Ryan Vallade. And rounding it out for the Topes, batting seventh, first baseman DJ Peterson. Hitting eighth, second baseman Tim Lopes. And batting ninth, third baseman Jonathan Morales. Again, Bernard in center, Nunez, the DH, Perez catching, Tolia in right, Trejo, the shortstop, Vallade in left, Peterson at first, Lopes at second, and Morales at third. And the first pitch of our ball game, this is in tight at 6:37 p.m. Mountain Time here in Albuquerque. The game time temperature, 82 degrees, as Carroll swings and lifts a fly ball to right. Coming in and unable to get there is Michael Tolia, and it's a leadoff single for Corbin Carroll. That is how our ball game begins tonight, as Carroll singles to right. And with one on and nobody out, Jake Hager is coming up next. The home plate umpire is Austin Jones. Up the first baseline, Taka Matsuda, and across the way at third is the crew chief, Jose Navas. The Aces wearing their traveling gray pants are wearing blue tops with the letter R on the left front of the jersey in white, the red diamond inside the letter R. It's a white number trimmed in red on the back of the blue jersey. The Aces have a blue cap, the red bill, the letter R with the red diamond inside the R on the front of the ball cap, as that's in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. To the right-handed hitting Hager, who had last night's game off, Hager batting 235 with a home run and 20 runs batted in. Outfield straight away, the right-hander Goudeau delivers, and Hager takes off the outside. The Isotopes, their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops. Isotopes written in red in their playful font across the chest, a red number on the lower left front of the jersey and a red number on the back of the jersey. The Isotopes have a blue cap, the red bill, and their primary logo out front, the letter A with the Isotopes around it, as that pitch is swung on and missed. And the count now, one ball and two strikes to Hager. With Carroll at first base being held by Peterson, Carroll, of course, is a lethal base stealer. Now a throw to first, and Corbin dives back. One ball and two strikes. Carroll being held at first there by Peterson. Corbin with nine steals. He's been caught twice. The pitch, and Hager takes wide. Two balls, two strikes to Jake Hager. Third baseman Morales is about three-quarters of the way back toward the outfield grass. Goudeau is ready. And the pitch, and Hager swings and nubs it foul, first base side. Goudeau had a no decision his last time out on the third at El Paso. He went five innings. He allowed two runs, six hits. He walked one and struck out one. Goudeau born in Newport, Arkansas. And the pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. That was a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Jake Hager is down looking. And that is out number one. And Buddy Kennedy comes up next. Kennedy in from the right side, and Buddy batting 297, four homers, 28 runs batted in. Picked up his 28th ribby last night with a sack fly in the seventh inning. At the time, it tied the game at three. Here's the pitch, and Buddy takes low and outside, ball one. Corbin Carroll at first base, again being held by Peterson. Goudeau attended high school in Union, Missouri. He attended Maple Woods Community College in Kansas City for 2 years. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a little nubber out past the mound to the right side of the infield. It's going to be close play. Lopes will try and field but cannot, and it's going to be an infield single for Buddy Kennedy. Off the bat, it was just nubbed. It looked like toward the pitcher's mound, but that ball had some spin on it, and it ended up going past the mound, and once it passed the pitcher's mound, you knew it was going to be a near impossible play, which it was for Tim Lopes. So Kennedy with an infield single. Sometimes you hit the ball hard to no avail, and sometimes you just tap one and play, and it works out. Baseball's funny like that. So two on with one out, and here's Stone Garrett with a chance to give the Aces the initial lead. Garrett an open stance from the right side. And the pitch is taken off the outside, ball one. Garrett batting 285 with 28 home runs, 93 runs batted in. Goudeau sets. Here's the pitch. And Garrett looks at a fastball away at 92, and it's two balls and no strikes. So a good hitter's count for Stone with Dominic Fletcher in the on-deck circle. Carroll at first and Kennedy, or Carroll at second, beg your pardon. Kennedy at first. Two on, one out. This is a sunny early evening here in Albuquerque, and there are some sun shadow lines out there. As the 2-0, and Garrett swings, lifts a fly ball toward the right field line. Now in first base, foul territory. Peterson runs into the netting, and he'll watch that go into the seats. Well, last night we had the storm move through, of course, which delayed our game by an hour, so we weren't dealing with the sun shadow lines. Right now, both the hitter's circle and the pitcher's mound are in the shade. There's a little splotch of sun between the mound and home plate. Right behind the pitcher's mound, there's some sun. On the left side of the infield, it's mostly shadow. On the right side of the infield, it's mostly sun. But the first baseman, Peterson, standing in the shade, as is the second baseman, Lopes, who's shaded toward the middle. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the mitt of Perez, and Garrett could not catch up to that 93-mile-an-hour fastball to the outside. Mostly sun in the outfield, the shadows encroaching in shallow lefts, but all the outfielders are in the sun. Again, 400 to straightaway center. There's that hill in straightaway center that takes it about 28 feet up, and it's 428 to the deepest part of the outfield fencing above that hill. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a pop-up. This is first base foul territory. Drifting toward the sidewall is Peterson, but only to watch it get back into the seats. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield left to right, Ryan Vallade, Winton Bernard, and Michael Tolia. The infield third to first for the Topes tonight. Jonathan Morales, Alan Trejo, Tim Lopes, and DJ Peterson. Carlos Perez behind the plate. And Ashton Godot, the right-hander, pauses letter high, and the 2-2, and Garrett takes off the outside, and it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes, with Fletcher on deck. No score, just underway, top of the first inning. The crowd's still filing in on what has turned out to be a beautiful night here in Albuquerque. There are some scattered clouds overhead, but they look like decorations in a gorgeous sky here in the land of enchantment. We had some storms move through earlier, so it's cleared out in time. The 3-2 is swung on and fouled back. Some thunder was rumbling around noon today, and there were some spritzes, nothing like what we had last night. Three balls and two strikes to Garrett. He's putting up a terrific at bat here. Carroll at second and Kennedy at first. Goudreau's payoff pitch again, and Garrett swings and pops it up. Back of home plate, foul territory. It's going to get out of play. Perez, the catcher, lifted his mask off, gave it a chase. The first baseman, DJ Peterson, chased it into foul ground. Three balls and two strikes to Stone Garrett. Payoff pitch again, and Garrett swings and loops one foul off to the right. Garrett that time waited on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. What an at-bat this is turning into. Carroll at second and Kennedy at first. Goudreau on the middle of the slab. 3-2 again, and Garrett swings and again fouls it off. This time third base side past the camera well. So Stone Garrett now walking clockwise behind the home plate umpire around the hitter's circle. Godot is walking counterclockwise around the mound, trying to rack his brain and figure out a way to retire Stone Garrett. So another payoff pitch is coming. Again, Carroll at second, Kennedy at first. 3-2. Again, and Garrett checks his swing, and he did not on the appeal up the first baseline. Taka Matsuda saying that he went around, and Stone takes a glance out that way on a pitch to the outside, a slider. And what an at-bat by Stone Garrett, but Godot finally gets him. From the head-on replay, it was awfully close. I was 50-50 on that. But that's the second strikeout of the inning for Godot, and now Dominic Fletcher, who's in from the left side. Fletch batting 310, four homers, 23 runs batted in. Carroll at second, Kennedy at first in the pitch, and Fletcher takes a strike on the outside corner. Here's the 0-1, and Fletcher swings and chops one toward the middle. Staying back, taking the second bounce is Trejo. He fields and throws to first to get Fletcher, 6-3. And that ends the innings. The Aces get a couple of hits in that frame, but nothing comes of them. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left. Through half an inning in Albuquerque, it's the Aces nothing, and the Isotopes coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, and Jeff Bain makes his return to an Aces uniform. Bain, the right-hander, sets, and the pitch on the way to Winton Bernard is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one to Bernard, who's batting 327, 17 homers and 74 runs batted in. Bernard last night, a rare 0 for 4. He grounded out to third three times last night, and the one time he didn't, he flied out to center. As Bain will take a moment, Bernard asking for time, and Bain gets to reset. On the third base side of the rubber, the third baseman Hernandez is midway between the infield and outfield grass. And the 0-1 is up and outside, and it's even at one ball and one strike to Bernard. Bernard second in the league with that 327 average to David McKinnon as that pitch is swung on and missed. And the count now 1-2. Funny, McKinnon, who was just DFA'd by the Angels, now on the Aviators, has Bernard right now by a point. McKinnon coming into tonight's action batting 328 and Bernard batting 327. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a ground ball pulled to the left side. It's going to be taken by the shortstop Hager, who throws to first. A bit of a wide throw, but holding the bag nicely is Canzone for out number one. The Aces defensively, the outfield left to right, Dominic Fletcher, Corbin Carroll, and Stone Garrett. The infield around the horn, third to first, Yanni Hernandez, Jake Hager, Buddy Kennedy, and Dominic Canzone. Dominic Maroglio behind the plate. And Jeff Bain, the right-hander, is on the bump. Bain, who last season spent four games with Reno, started two of them as that pitch is off the outside. Ball one to Dom Nunez. Bain last season with Reno went 0-1, had a 7.88 ERA, spent most of the year with AA Amarillo, which is where he began this season. Here's the 1-0, and it's off the outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. With Amarillo last season, Bain went 3-3, had a 4.97 ERA. With Amarillo this season, Bain has gone 8-1 and fashioned a 3.80 earned run average. Here's the 2-0 pitch and a swing and a foul back, and it's 2-1. Dom Nunez batting 239, 5 homers, 23 runs batted in. Nunez went 0 for 4 last night, struck out twice and flied to left twice. The 2-1, and it's off the outside. Three balls and a strike to Nunez. Carlos Perez is on deck. Three-one, and it's up and away, ball four. So Nunez walks, and Carlos Perez will come up next. In from the right side is Carlos Perez, batting 274, 23 homers and 66 runs batted in. Perez last night 0 for 4, the pitch, and it is inside, ball one. Bain this season with Amarillo, again, made 33 appearances all in relief and a total of 45 innings logged. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's even at 1-1. By the way, congratulations to our guy Tommy Henry, who picked up his first big league win last night. We got to watch the last inning of that game in the clubhouse after our game, with us being in the mountain time zone as that's fouled back. One ball and two strikes. So we got to catch the end of the D-backs game as they polished off a win versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. And congrats to Tommy, who went 7 strong last night and gave up one run. Outfield straightaway, 3 to the left of second. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and it is outside, up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That pitch swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Nunez, an 80-mile-an-hour slider from Bain. So Perez is down swinging. And now Michael Tolia. Tolia in from the left side, batting 500 in one AAA game. He homered last night as that pitch is outside, ball one. Tolia, the first round pick from 2019, went 2 for 4 last night, singled in the fourth for his first AAA hit, and then homered to center in the sixth inning to give the Isotopes what ended up being their first lead of the game. The pitch is inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0, and a swing and ground ball to the right side. Scooting to his left is Kennedy. He fields and throws to first to get Tolia for the final out of the inning. So Jeff Bain, in his return to Reno, works around a one-out walk. No runs, hits errors, and one man stranded. Going to the second inning, it's nothing-nothing in Albuquerque on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wilmer Depot, Dominic Canzone, and Dominic Maroglio, the trio due for the Aces. In the top of the second inning, no score. Aces got a couple of hits in the first, but could not push a run across. That pitch is in tight from Ashton Godot to Wilmer Defoe. Batting 300 is Defoe. 6 homers and 38 runs batted in. And Defoe last night went 2 for 4 with a couple of singles to continue his hot hitting. As he swings here and ropes one toward the right field corner. That'll get down and into the corner. Defoe is around first, and Defoe is into second. Cruises in there with a leadoff double. Wilmer Defoe right now is on a tear, having himself a trip. Of course, his signature moment on this trip was a pinch hit three-run homer in the top of the eighth inning to give the Aces the lead on Sunday in Vegas. And Defoe gives the Aces a start with a leadoff double here in the second, and Dominic Canzone will come up next. Canzone in from the left side, and a pitch from Goudeau is taken low and inside, ball one. Outfield straight up, and Goudeau, the kick and the 1-0. And a swing and a line drive right field, a base hit, and that'll give the Aces the initial lead. Defoe is around third, and he will score as Canzone at first with an RBI single here in the top of the second inning, and the Aces have a 1-0 advantage. So back-to-back hits, Defoe the leadoff double, and Canzone with a single. That gives Reno a 1-0 lead. So the Aces for a second straight game have jumped out to the early lead, and now Dominic Maroglio. Reno scored the first run in yesterday's game in the second inning as well. Maroglio in from the right side, and Dom had last night's game off as the pitch is low and outside, ball one. Dom batting .287, 9 home runs and 31 runs batted in. Center fielder Bernard is slightly towards left. Canzone takes off. The pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second will not be in time as Canzone in there with a feet first slide. That ball may have beaten Canzone, but Canzone had a late burst, and that slide, I think, did get him in there to the chagrin of Tim Lopes and to his disbelief. Tim Lopes pleading his case with the third base umpire, Jose Navas, who was in the middle of the diamond there ruling on that. So for Dominic Canzone, that is his 10th steal. He's only been caught once. Here's the pitch, and Maroglio takes up high. And the count 2-1. Third baseman Morales about three-quarters of the way back. And the 2-1. And a swing and a miss, and now 2-2. Off-speed pitch there from Goudeau, who made his Major League debut in the pandemic season of 2020 on August 19th, 2020, versus the Astros. Gave up 4 hits and a run. He gave up a home run to George Springer in that game. The 2-2, and Maroglio swings and skies one to shallow center field. Coming in is Vallade, the left fielder, and Vallade will make the catch in shallow left center. The shortstop, Trejo, could have handled it, but Ryan Vallade was there oncoming, so Trejo yielded to Vallade, and that is the first out of the second, and with one down, brings up Yanni Hernandez. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Hernandez in from the left side. Third baseman Morales is tight to the infield grass. The shortstop Trejo is shaded toward the middle. And the first baseman Peterson is guarding the line back of first. Goudeau delivers, and Hernandez takes a strike. He spun around, giving the illusion that maybe that pitch was well off the inside, but that pitch did catch the inside part of the plate, despite the reaction of Hernandez. Strike one. Goudeau, the stretch and the 0-1, and Yanni takes a slider down and in that time. Backfoot slider, and Yanni was not chasing. One ball and one strike. The Aces a 1-0 lead here in the second. Wilmer Defoe leadoff double. Dominic Canzone an ensuing single, and Canzone with his 10th steal of the year is the runner at second base with one out. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a shot. Foul just wide of third, and Yanni almost tightrope the third base line that time, but that one just wide of third. Canzone had a good secondary lead, and that ball almost snuck by Morales in fair territory. One ball and two strikes to Yanni, who had a perfect night last night. Yanni went 3-for-3, two singles, a double, a run scored. His last time up, he drew a walk. And now stepping off is Goudreau. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. A wicked changeup to the inside. And Yanni was well out in front of it. That was a nice-looking pitch from Goudreau, who picks up his third strikeout and the second out of this inning. And out of the top of the order, and Corbin Carroll, who singled his only other time up. So this starts the second trip through the order for Goudreau. Carroll in from the left side. Again, 1-for-1 with a single to right to open the ball game. He was then stranded at second base. The Aces got two hits in the first inning. But again, did not score a run. Pitches outside, ball one. But they do lead 1-0 as they scored here in the second and looking for a clutch two-out hit from Carroll that might double this lead. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a fly ball off the end of the bat. Left center field, it's a long run for Bernard, and he won't get there. He's going to get on the ground for a hit, and then Carroll's going to make it into second base easily with a double. Bernard kind of overran that. I'm not sure it would have mattered because it had so much hang time that it gave Carroll a lot of time to get up the first baseline and head for second. And given the hang time and Corbin Carroll's speed, you knew that was going to be two if it dropped in, and it did. So the Aces with a 2-0 lead, and Corbin Carroll is 2-for-2, a single, and now a two-out ribby double. And Jake Hager in from the right side. And a pitch on the way, and Hager will take a strike on the inside corner. Jake struck out looking his only other time up. So 2-0 Reno. And Hager, if he were to get a hit here, could make it 3-0. And as long as that hit potentially leaves the outfield, with Carroll's speed, it's pretty much a given that it's going to be 3-0. A swing and a foul back, and it's nothing in two. But DeHager now behind the eight ball. No balls and two strikes. By the way, coming up in the third inning, we'll talk with Steve Gilbert, the MLB.com beat writer for the D-backs, who's in town today and tomorrow. So excited to chat with Steve in the third and the fourth innings tonight here on the broadcast. No balls and two strikes. Carroll dancing off second. Goudreau delivers, and Hager swings and misses. Tardy on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. So Hager down on strikes for a second time, this time swinging. Four strikeouts for Goudreau in the ballgame, but two runs for the Aces to break the ice in the second. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and one man stranded. And heading to the bottom of the second, it's Reno 2 and Albuquerque nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub. With sliced, grilled, Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Back inside Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park, Zach Beirute Glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network, where Reno has a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of the second. Jeff Bain worked to squirrel his first, and his first pitch is a slider, and he induces a check swing that is an actual swing by Trejo. They appealed it up the first baseline, and Taka Matsuda says strike one on that check swing. So nothing in one to Trejo, and a pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, and it's nothing in two. Trejo is coming into this game off a 2-for-3 performance last night with a home run and a double, so both of his hits went for extra bases last night. Pitches in the dirt. The pitch is off the outside. One ball and two strikes. That's a swing and a foul tip squeezed by Maroli on a pitch to the outside, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Trejo swung and foul tipped it into Maroli's mitt, and Dom able to hang on. And one away for Ryan Vallade, and that's the second strikeout for Jeff Bain. Pitch is in tight, ball one to Vallade, who's batting 269, four homers and 30 runs batted in. There's a swing and a line drive to right field. This will jump out to Stone Garrett, though, and Stone will make the catch for out number two. So quickly, two up and two down. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in one. There's a swing and a fly ball to a deep center field, sending Carroll back toward the warning track, and now the wind pushing it down, and Carroll has to adjust and come back forward, and Carroll makes the catch on the grass in front of the warning track to end the inning. We talked about how windy it is tonight. That wind blowing straight in. I've needed paperweights the entire time I've been in the booth. And the wind almost knocking that one down in front of Corbin Carroll, but he's able to adjust on the fly, make the catch in a 1-2-3 inning worked by Bain. Nothing across for the Topes as we go to the third, and Steve Gilbert will join me on the broadcast next to a chat some Diamondbacks and some D-backs prospects on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Buddy Kennedy is in from the right side, and Kennedy facing Ashton Goudeau, who gave up two runs in the second, and the pitch is outside, ball one to Buddy. He'll be followed by Stone Garrett and Dominic Fletcher. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. Steve Gilbert's going to be joining us momentarily as that pitch is swung on and chopped to third, and it's going to be taken on the second bounce and go off the glove of Jonathan Morales. It was a two-hopper. Morales trying to sweep that glove out front and secure it, and a ball caromed off his glove and should be an E5, and it will be. So Kennedy is on, and Stone Garrett comes up next. Garrett in from the right side, the outfield straight away. The second baseman Lopes is shaded toward the middle in the pitch, and it is outside, ball one. Stadium lights are on. There are no longer any sun shadow lines out there for the moment. I don't know if that's because the clouds are blotting out the sun. We'll see if the sun maybe burns through a little bit. The 1-0 pitch is in tight, and it's two balls and no strikes. Mountains are crystal clear off in the distance. On a gorgeous night here in Albuquerque, the clouds, again, just look like decorations in that sky. The 2-0 is going to be off the outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Garrett, who put up a whale of an at-bat his first time up before striking out on a check swing on a pitch away. Garrett fouled off pitch after pitch. One point caused Goudeau to have to take a walk around the mound. The 3-0 is swung on in line to straightaway center and a base hit. And Stone Garrett cut loose on 3-0. You don't see that. I don't know if Stone's done that yet this season. But for all of his gaudy numbers, Stone has not really been a free swinger on 3-0, and he swings away there and lines one into center field for a base hit. And Dominic Fletcher coming up next, and Fletcher is 0-for-1. Grounded out to short his first time up. There are a lot of deep dives you could do as it pertains to swinging on 3-0 or taking on 3-0. And maybe won't so much get into a deep dive here on it. As the pitch on the way is swung on and fouled back of home plate, and it's nothing and one to Fletcher. But I've talked to some players who say that they feel that hitting is hard enough as it is. And if you know you're going to get a cookie on 3-0, you should be allowed to swing at it and anticipate it and maybe cheat a little bit. Here's the 0-1, and it's in tight, and it's one ball and one strike. Of course, the opposite of that is that, you know, if you swing 3-0 and you don't make the type of contact you're looking for and you make an out, you're bailing the pitcher out of a 3-0 count. Again, that's a deep dive we don't have to take here, but something to think about as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped up third base foul territory into the seats out of play. And I can get behind hitters saying that, because especially in this day and age with pitchers being just total stuff monsters, a lot of these guys just throw ridiculous stuff. If you know you're going to get something 3-0 and you can anticipate it, maybe square something up, I can understand as a hitter why you'd want to be cut loose on that count, as that swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Fletcher on a slider down and in. So Fletcher is 0-for-2. Five strikeouts for Goudeau, and with two away, or with the one away, beg your pardon, here is Wilmer Defoe. Two on is what I wanted to say, and one away, and Defoe coming up. Defoe doubled to start the second inning, and that blossomed into a run as Canzone followed it up with an RBI single. 2-0 Reno, top of the third here in Albuquerque. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball driven well to straightaway center. Bernard fighting that wind, now cutting way to his right, and Bernard makes the catch. Both runners will tag, and both runners will advance. Stone Garrett, as a throw came into second, went in standing. Defoe hitting a fly ball to deep center field. Again, that wind blowing in, and in that instance, blowing from right to left. So you could see how Bernard was going with the wind. Bernard initially went back, and then he cut way over to his right. It's going to be an adventure tonight if it stays like this. And here's Canzone in from the left side. Canzone singled his only other time up to drive in a run. Could drive in two if he singles here. The pitch is a breaking ball that tumbles in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Buddy Kennedy is at third. Stone Garrett is at second. The shift on three to the right of second. The third baseman Morales is well off the line, about three quarters of the way back toward the outfield grass. The center fielder Bernard is slightly towards left. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. One ball and one strike to Canzone, to be followed by Dominic Maroglio. One ball and one strike. The pitch. And a swing and a shot past the second baseman Lopes and a right, a base hit. Kennedy scores. Garrett's being sent. The throw from right will be cut off. And it's a two-out, two-run single for Dominic Canzone. And he doubles up the Reno lead. It's now 4-0 Aces. Those will be unearned runs for Godot because of the error that started the inning. But runs nonetheless as the Aces make it a 4-0 advantage. And now Maroglio in from the right side, who fly to left his only other time up. Pitch is swung on and fouled back to our right over the roof. Strike one on Maroglio. Aces four, Isotopes nothing. Center fielder Bernard is slightly towards left. The stretch runner goes. The pitch is low. The throw down is not going to be in time. It bounced into the glove of Lopes, and it's a stolen base for Canzone, who now has 11, and he has two tonight. So Canzone gets himself into scoring position, and now a base hit from Maroglio could make it a 5-0 ball game. Goudreau pauses, and the 1-1 on the way. And that one in for a strike, and now 1-2. Center fielder Bernard is slightly towards left, and the way the wind is blowing, that's not a bad idea. Goudreau's 1-2, and a swing and a ground ball pulled up the third base side, but wide of the bag. And down left field foul territory, the attendant handles it down there. One ball, two strikes, and Yanni Hernandez is on deck. The ace is four, and the Isotopes nothing. Reno looking to bounce back after a 4-3 loss last night, and the Aces, of course, have already eclipsed their run total from last night. One ball, two strikes, Goudreau. The kick and the 1-2, and Maroglio swings and chops this foul through the third base coach's box. Last season, Godot began spring training with Baltimore, and he was claimed off waivers by the Giants. There's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing, and the bat goes flying. The ball goes toward the, I believe, the third baseman, Morales, who fields and throws to first to get Maroglio, and the side is retired. I'm not sure if that was Morales, and yeah, it was. The bat went flying out toward the 5-6 hole, and it just became a mess on the left side of the infield, but Morales fields and throws on to first. I wasn't sure initially if Maroglio's bat broke or if he lost it completely, and it was the latter. The Aces get two runs on two hits. The one error makes both runs unearned, and one man left stranded. Going to the bottom of the third, it is 4-0 Reno on the Aces Digital Network. Thank you. Back inside Windy Isotopes Park, and great to have you with us as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Zach Beirute joined by Steve Gilbert, the D-backs writer for MLB.com. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. What a beautiful night here at the ballpark.
Isn't it? Last night you missed the rain. It was stormy here last night. I had an hour and 2 minute delay. But tonight, I've been talking about how gorgeous it's felt here. And this is not your first time here, right?
No, not my first time, but my first time this century here. I wasn't been here since 1988.
Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah, 1988. I was covering the Phoenix Firebirds. Matt Williams was playing for him at that time.
And you haven't set foot in this park since 1988?
That is correct. It's quite different.
Yeah, that is pretty remarkable. It was a completely different looking field then, right?
It was absolutely different. They had some lava rocks out there and where that grass berm is now, and people parked their cars up on that hill, and yeah.
I've seen the pictures as Tim Lopes will swing and miss leading off the bottom of the third. It's nothing in one to Lopes. Will be followed by Jonathan Morales and Winston Bernard. The Aces with a 4-0 lead. And Jeff Bain has pitched well in his first two innings here. The pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is nothing in two. Well, you're here in part to take a look at Corbin Carroll and to get to know him a little bit. You're writing a feature on him. I'll let you tease that a little bit, but I know you had a great chat with him before this game today as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and Lopes on three pitches down on strikes, number three for Bain, and there's one away.
Yeah, Corbin, you know, you talk to people in the front office, and they can't say enough good things about him, and then you sit down and spend some time talking with him, and you see why they like him so much. He's just such a high-character kind of guy, really mature for his age. Has a real good idea of what he's trying to do and what he wants to accomplish.
And from the right side is Jonathan Morales. The outfield straight away. It's a balanced infield, and Bain delivers, and Morales takes outside ball one. It's funny. I saw Alec Thomas, obviously, at the end of last year and then the start of this year, and talking about Corbin Carroll versus Alec Thomas as the 1-0 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. There was a ton to love about Alec Thomas. There might be even more to love about Corbin Carroll, which blows my mind because Alec had such a feel for the moment and a feel for the game. And Corbin might be on that next level as that's a strike and it's 1-2.
That seems to be the consensus. I haven't watched him play a lot. That certainly seems to be what you'll hear from scouts and front office people. And just envision that outfield with Alec Thomas and Dalton Varsho and Corbin Carroll.
One is off the outside, and it's 2-2.
That's something that certainly excites the Diamondbacks. They also have Jake McCarthy, a guy you're familiar with, and you know, he's done a nice job up there, too. So they've got, like, four center fielders that they can put in the outfield at any one time.
2-2 on the way, and a swing and a pop-up. This is going to be shallow left field toward the line. Cutting over is Hager, and right on top of the tarp. Hager makes the catch, angled to his right. Hager had to drift a long way in foul territory. We talked about the wind, and it certainly pushed that toward the tarp, but Hager hung with it. And a nice play for out number two in top of the order, Winston Bernard. Okay, Steve, here's the million-dollar question now. Who are they going to trade? Because you didn't mention Dominic Fletcher's name, who's also outstanding. And it just feels like there's so much of a log jam there that they're going to have some pieces to maneuver. Or do they want to hang on to all these guys and try them at different spots? I mean, it's tough to envision them all staying. Is that swung on and hit towards shallow right stone? Garrett coming in a long way, and Garrett makes the catch. That ends the inning. We're not going to go to break. We're going to keep it here so we can jam a little bit. As nothing across for the Isotopes and what was a nice inning for Jeff Bain. And we're going to go to the top of the fourth with the Aces leading 4-0. But what do the Diamondbacks do about their embarrassment of riches in terms of outfield prospects?
That's a great question. And you mentioned Canzone, who's another guy that they have. Varsho can catch. Yeah, Varsho can play some different positions. And these positional things always seem to have a way of working themselves out. Every time you think you have a surplus of something, something comes up and then you don't have that surplus. But it certainly gives them some options. Should they want to trade, should they want to beef up some other aspect, of the ball club, they could do that. But I think that it's going to be interesting to see once they get some of these guys up there how they kind of divvy up the playing time. They do have the designated hitter now in the National League. So, you know, that opens up some of the bats, too, for them.
You know, it's funny. A guy we haven't even mentioned is Stone Garrett. And I know he's not on the radar in terms of being a prospect. But, my goodness, You know, he's leading the Coast League in home runs and RBIs. He's performed at such a high level. You feel like he's deserving of a shot. You can understand why they haven't yet, because they need a roster spot to get him up there. But we haven't even mentioned Stone Garrett's name, but are they talking about him a little bit up there?
Yeah, you know, I heard somebody talking about him the other day. Just you look at the numbers, and you can't help but be impressed, and you can't help but think that, wow, this guy deserves a shot. And again, you know, that's the unfairness sometimes in baseball. You know, you're not on a 40-man roster, so that limits your ability to be called up. It's not fair, and a lot of that times that just happens to some of these guys. And you see it, you know, with different teams throughout the Pacific Coast League. I'm sure when you're traveling around, you see that with different guys, and that's the unfortunate reality of baseball. But, you know, maybe he gets a look in September. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Henry Ramos have a similar year last year. I know Henry wasn't leading the league in homers and ribbies, but he was among the league leaders, and he got a shot, and we'll see if Stoney gets one. But it would be a great story. Are you familiar with the Stone Garrett story?
I am not familiar with the Stone Garrett story.
We don't have to do a deep dive here, but to make a long story short, he was released by the Marlins at the end of the pandemic, and during the pandemic got his real estate license and started actually selling real estate, and through a connection on LinkedIn, got a job with the D-backs. A guy that knew Corey Hahn in the D-backs front office. As that pitch is low, and it's ball one to Yonny Hernandez. But that's a fluke that got Stone Garrett back into baseball sport. He was ready to leave, and now he's leading the Coast League in homers and RBIs. It's an unreal story, as the 1-0 pitch to Hernandez is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Again, we're talking with Steve Gilbert, D-backs writer for MLB.com here in Albuquerque in the top of the fourth inning, where the Aces lead the Isotopes 4-0. Goudeau, the right-hander for Albuquerque, and it was motion, and the 1-1 is low and in, and it's 2-1. So it's a crazy story with Stone.
Yeah, that's a really nice story. That would be great to see him get another shot, whether it's in Arizona or somewhere else. I mean, you keep putting up numbers like that, somebody's going to notice. Somebody's going to want that.
No doubt. As the 2-1 from Goudeau is going to hit Hernandez, who had nowhere to run and hide. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that pegged him in the leg. So Hernandez is aboard. And for the Aces, that makes it all four innings. They've had the leadoff man reach. Last inning, it was an error that sparked a two-run frame. Again, Reno leading 4-0, and Corbin Carroll coming up next. And Carroll's 2-for-2, a single and an RBI double. And this is the first time you've seen him in person, right?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Well, I hope he's able to turn on the jets for you so you could see what all the fuss is about in terms of his plus-plus speed, because it's quite ridiculous. It's a throw to first, and Hernandez dives back. And I've told Corbin this. He's the fastest guy I've covered outside of Billy Hamilton. I saw Billy Hamilton come up with the Reds, and it's that type of game-changing speed.
Billy Hamilton, wow, he could fly.
Oh, I saw him score on a sack fly to the shortstop once. I mean, there's so many tales of Billy Hamilton out there. And I got a few from his time in the minors. Center fielder Bernard is slightly towards left. Hernandez takes off. The pitch is taken for a strike. The throw down is not in time. Hernandez beats it with a headlong dive ahead of the tag by Trejo. And Trejo is upset. And Warren Schaefer is going to come out now and argue. And remember, they were upset on the Canzone steal in the second inning. Tim Lopes thought he had him. I thought Hernandez was in. And Yonny Hernandez has another stolen base. And that is his third in the series. He had two last night. And Hernandez now, I believe, at 28 on the year. And actually, I am correct, 28. He's been caught five times, and Warren Schaefer keeps the argument brief. And on the replay, got the hand in there, I thought.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Bang, bang.
I keep waiting for the replay, for a challenge, or, you know.
Yeah, don't have those here. And maybe they're coming at some point. You know, maybe they want the umpires to get trained on them in AAA. The pitch on the way is swung on and missed by Carroll, and it's nothing in two. But, yeah, just going back to Corbin Carroll, I think the speed outside of the makeup is the speed, I think, is the best tool. It's game-changing. There was a stretch where he reached base, or in his first 35 at-bats, he reached base 17 times and scored 11 of the 17 that he reached. Wow. Like, it's pretty ridiculous as the pitch coming, and it is in tight. They lost the count up there. The count is 1-2, according to the home plate umpire Austin Jones. One ball and two strikes to Carroll, with Hernandez at second base. Goudeau on the third base side of the slab. The stretch and the pitch, and Carroll takes in tight, and that'll level the count at 2-2. What's the vibe like among the fan base in Arizona? Are they keenly aware of the caliber prospects they have at AAA? I mean, you have to look at this Aces team. You just have to look at the record and some of the performances and know you know, what's here and kind of what's in store for Arizona. But what's the fan base feel about that? Is that swung on and missed? And the ball is going to get by the catcher Perez, and up to first base goes Corbin Carroll. It's a strikeout wild pitch. I thought he may have fouled it, but a strikeout wild pitch, and Hernandez up to third.
Yeah, they are well aware of the fact that they've got some really top arms. Not just, you know, we talked some position players, but they have some really top arms too down here. And there's some excitement about that. There's excitement when Alec Thomas came up. There's excitement when Dalton Varsho came up, Geraldo Perdomo, guys you're all familiar with. They're definitely aware of what's coming up.
Center fielder Bernard is slightly towards left, and the pitch to Jake Hager is on the way, and Hager swings and misses, and it's nothing in one. Hager's had a tough start to the night. He has struck out twice, but a chance to feel good about putting the ball in play here. He's got runners at the edges with nobody out. Reno leading 4-0. Again, talking with Steve Gilbert of MLB.com, the D-backs writer. Middle infield hoping to turn two as Goodell, the stretch and a pitch, and Hager swings and bounces one to third. Holding at third is Hernandez. Now a throw to second is on time for one, and the throw to first in time for two, a double play. Hernandez was going to wait it out and make sure that they weren't going to try and throw home, so once they committed to sending it around the horn for the double play, Yanni broke for home, so he will score to make it 5-0, but no RBI for Hager, who grounds into the around-the-horn double play. Now two outs, the base is clear, a run in, and Buddy Kennedy coming up next, and Kennedy is 1-for-2. Of course, you saw Buddy make his Major League debut earlier this season.
Big hit, big grand slam.
Big grand slam on a 3-0 pitch. Is it a strike on the inside? It's nothing. And when we were just talking about Stone Garrett swinging on that 3-0, which he hasn't done a ton this year, but you know, maybe there's some merit to it, and I'm sure Buddy Kennedy would vouch for being able to do that considering what happened to him, as the 0-1 is a strike on the outside, and it's nothing in two. But I'd count Buddy among the young prospects to watch here.
Well, you know, he missed the sign. He didn't have the green light on 3-0. Which was a great post-game story.
Yeah, 0-2 pitch, you know, is that up and away, 1-2. I think I did hear something about that, but I never explored it deeper.
Well, you know, we asked Torrey Lovello after the game. Wow, gave a 3-0 green light to kid in his first, you know, just got called up. And he said, well, I don't want to make a big deal out of it because he just hit this big hit. You know, it's a big deal. But he missed a take sign.
Pitches off the outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, you know.
And Torrey said, you know, I'm not even going to address it with him today. We'll wait till tomorrow. I'm going to let him enjoy this moment with his family and the whole thing. So
good. That's good on Torrey for having that kind of feel as the 2-2 on the way is swung on and line foul off to the right. How's Torrey doing up there? You know, there was a lot made, you know, about the extension this past offseason, and he got a one-year deal. You know, I don't think anybody could have anticipated the injuries to the pitching staff, especially last year. I mean, there was a time where essentially the D-backs and the Reno Aces were sharing a rotation. Like, it was Castellanos and, you know, and Mejia as the 2-2 is off the outside, and it's 3-2. But obviously that came into play last year. But how's Torrey doing this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a tough year for everybody last year. And you're right, there was a lot of injuries, and it felt like they were dipping down to Reno all the time. And I know that sets off a, you know, kind of a chain reaction there. Foul ball there from So yeah, there was a chain reaction. I know then you guys had to look for pitchers, and it's never easy, and they never take that into account because you know, they always think the big league team is what matters. But you know, Torrey's doing good this year. I think, you know, they're
as Kennedy swings and lifts a fly ball to a deep center field, sends Bernard back, but Bernard camped underneath and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. We're going to keep it here and keep chatting with Steve Gilbert.
Yeah, you know, so I think this year they're about where they expected to be. I mean, I think realistically, and I know that they, you know, went into spring training and talked about contending and whatnot, but that's a really tough division. When you're in the division with the Dodgers, now what the Padres have done, the Giants have slipped a little bit this year, but 107 wins last year. So for them to be right around 500, 7 games under 500, I think that's pretty much what they could reasonably expect from where they're at right now. I think Torrey's done a nice job. I think he's changed his coaching staff a little bit. You know, Jeff Bannister was brought in. Brent Strom's been great as a pitching coach. The guys rave about him. I they'll probably make a decision, I would imagine, sometime soon on that option for next year for Torrey, and I'd be surprised if he wasn't back.
So the next question would be, how do you save yourself from being in obscurity if you're the Diamondbacks now? You're in a division with all this firepower, and even if you play 500 ball or slightly above 500 ball, you're still basically irrelevant, you know, in that division if all things play out with the Padres and the Dodgers the way those teams are loaded up. But what's the path forward here for the D-backs?
Well, I think the path forward is a lot of these guys in Reno. I mean, you know, the Corbin Carrolls, the Brandon Faughts, the Corbin Martins. I mean, we could go down the whole list. I think that's really what they have to do is draft and develop, and they have to kind of continually bring guys up, continue to build through the farm system and give themselves some options, and then they can go out and supplement that with a signing here or there. They've shown the ability to do that when they went out and spent money on Zach Greinke. So they can do that. They can spend some money, but they need to basically have a team that's built from the farm.
Makes total sense. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning now, it's 5-0. The ace is leading, Zach Beirute, and Steve Gilbert here on the Aces Digital Network. Dom Nunez, Carlos Perez, and Michael Tolia. And Nunez in from the left side, and the pitch from Bain is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and one. 5 runs on 7 hits for Reno. No runs, no hits, and one error for Albuquerque. Again, Bain is now in his second trip through the order. He's faced 10 batters. He's retired 9 of the 10. The only exception, the guy at the plate, Nunez, who drew a one-out walk in the first inning. 3 to the right of second on the shift. Hernandez, the third baseman, well off the line, midway between the infield and outfield grass. That pitch up and away, and the count even at 1-1. Again, Perez is on deck, and then Tolia as the outfield straightaway. Carroll slightly towards left from straightaway center. Again, with the way the wind is whipping, being slightly towards left is not a bad idea, as the pitch is up and away. And to the count, 1-1 to Nunez. Who else are you most intrigued by in the upper levels of the D-backs farm system? You know, there's like a lot of guys to choose from, obviously, as the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 2-2. But is there a guy off top of your head?
I was curious to see what Brandon Faught looks like. You hear a lot about his maturity and his ability to command the baseball. His stuff is supposed to be electric. You would, you know, obviously know better than I have not seen him. He gets a lot of attention too.
Well, he had 7 strong innings here last night. I've seen him twice now. As a count, 2-2. And the pitch on the way is swung on and popped up. This is back of home plate, and Maroglio lifts the mask off, gives it a look, but it's going to be back on our side of the screen. I got a Brandon Faught story for you. His AAA debut in Vegas the other day. Bases loaded, nobody out is how it started in the first inning. In Vegas, so you know, it's a launching pad. And then about a 5-minute rainstorm rolls through, and I'm like, this kid is doomed, right? Like, bases loaded, nobody out, rainstorm. Matt Davidson comes up now, you know, with the A's and the Aviators. That's fouled back. It stays 2-2. Davidson, a guy that creams the ball. But he gets Davidson to roll into a double play and then gets a line out to get out of it. And the double play, a run scored. But the Aces went on to win that game 15-1. That was the only run he gave up. And it took him getting out of that massive jam in his AAA debut in a rainstorm. That's fouled off first base side, which just showed me that he has all the composure and mound presence in the world at a very, you know, young age in terms of his development. And that's my Brandon Faught story.
Yeah, and that's what you hear about him, is that he is very mature and he has a very good, command on the mound, both of himself and of the ball.
2-2 to the left-handed hitting Nunez, and the pitch from Bain is lashed foul off to the left, so it stays 2-2.
You know, Brent Strom, pitching coach that they just brought in this past year, saw a lot of these guys during some early camp that they had and this spring, and also during spring training, and he likened it to some of his Astros, some of the younger guys the Astros had when he was there, and those guys turned out to be pretty good.
That one's popped foul off to the left and out of play, stays 2-2. I remember a lot of those young Astros pitchers coming up through Lancaster, which they were the Astros affiliate at the time. Lancaster franchise doesn't exist anymore, but talk about another launching pad. And, those pitchers that came up through the Astros system had a rugged upbringing through a couple of those launching pad type stops. Swinging a fly ball to deep left center field. Carroll angled to his right. Fletcher angled to his left. It'll be Fletcher on the warning track to haul it in for out number one. And now Jeff Baines retired everybody now that he's gotten Nunez after a lengthy at bat. And there's one away, and Carlos Perez coming up. But we saw Tommy Henry pick up his first big league win last night. And I know I was down in the clubhouse after the game. We got to watch that last inning. And all the guys down there were excited for Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy, you know, he had his first one in Cleveland, and he pitched pretty well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's something about making your big league debut that can just be a little different. I know that everyone says, well, the mound's 60 feet, 6 inches. I asked him that. I said, how many people told you that? He said, oh, so many people told me that. He goes, but it's different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One ball and no strikes, and a pitch is in tight, spinning Perez out of the way, and it's 2-0.
But, you know, he had a little trouble with the slider in his debut, and so Brent Strom changed his grip, put the ball a little bit deeper into his hand, and his slider was a little tighter this time, and he seemed more relaxed.
It's fouled back, and it's 2-1.
And had great results.
So that game in Cleveland was a 10 a.m. Pacific time game. We were in Vegas again. And most of the guys watched that at the sports book. So it was quite a scene with the whole teams of the sports book at like 10 a.m. watching Tommy Henry's debut. And what a great venue to be, you know. You can actually see the game. It's in market if you're at a sports book, because that's going to miss outside. And it's 3-1. But I was talking with Caleb Berger after that game. As of the 3-1 on the way to Perez, who swings and cranks one to deep left. This one is way back there and way gone. It's a home run for Carlos Perez. And that's the first hit of the game for the Isotopes, and it traveled a long way. So Perez gets Albuquerque on the board. It's now 5-1. And for Perez, that is his first hit of the series. And it's now Reno 5 and Albuquerque 1.
And Tommy got the traditional, you got your first win, and so they dump everything in the clubhouse on you. So when he did his post-game media interview, his eyes were red. And said, what did they dump on you? He said, I don't know. I just closed my eyes and braced for impact. And he said, I think the oat milk and the baby powder kind of got all glopped up in his hair. He was having trouble getting it out of his hair.
Well, when Buddy Kennedy got called up, and I knew it was coming, a couple of us knew it was coming because we were going to record it, you know, after the game that night. Buddy didn't know. But, you know, after the game, I plan on going down, congratulating Buddy and, you know, wishing him well. And I go down, and I was going to go give him a hug. And as Gil Velasquez is going to come out, there's going to be, I think, a call to the bullpen, and we'll see who comes out for the Aces. But Buddy was covered in all the condiments, mayo and mustard. And it was quite the scene. And so he settled for like a fist bump. But I was talking with Caleb Berger after Tommy Henry's start. As again, we're talking with Steve Gilbert of MLB.com. And he said, we're talking about Tommy's start. He goes, you know, it just feels different when you make your big league debut. And just that's to your point. You know, Caleb was saying that you could mentally prepare all you want, but everything just feels different about it the first time you get out there. And I think that kind of reinforces what you're saying about, you know, Tommy and that start in Cleveland. But that being said, I think he got out of a bases loaded jam.
He did. He didn't pitch badly. You know, it just, you could tell that he had said that things kind of sped up a little bit for him out there, which is understandable. But, you know, Buddy Kennedy then hit that homer and then got showered with all kinds of stuff that night, too. So it was a rough 24 hours for his, you know, he must have showered about six times.
Hygiene.
Yes, for his hygiene.
He probably smelled like an egg salad sandwich.
Yeah, not good. You know, Jake McCarthy, another person you're familiar with, was talking about, we asked, what did you guys dump on Tommy Henry? And he said, a better question is, what didn't we dump on Tommy Henry? So,
you know, I think Jake McCarthy, very high ceiling. And, I think the forgotten guys we talked about the outfield group are Fletcher and McCarthy. Because I think Corbin Carroll is probably the headliner. And Alec Thomas, if Corbin Carroll is 1A, Alec Thomas is 1B. And then you got Varsho, you know, who obviously could slide behind the plate. But I think it's going to be fascinating to see if anybody, you know, really wants to go after any of these outfield. Do you think other teams will pursue trades for some of these young outfielders, knowing that there's this logjam?
I'm sure that, you know, when
someone's going to get a steal if they get McCarthy or Fletcher.
Well, you know, teams always look at that. Like, where is this other? How do we match up? What does this other team have an excess of that then we could draw from? So, you know, if all these guys come up and are successful, they'll find a good trade for some of these kids.
Do you think they want to get Corbin Carroll up sooner than later?
It's a good question, and it's the million-dollar question right now, isn't it? Maybe in September. Again, you just made the case for how many outfielders they have up there already. You know, they don't have to add them to the roster this offseason. All those things factor in, but, you know, they may want to get a taste of it.
Paul Fry, the new pitcher, and he induces a swing and a pop-up off the bat of Trejo, and Trejo is going to fly out to the shortstop Hager, who went toward the left field line to get that. And beg your pardon, that was Tolia, the pop-out. So now it's Trejo, and Trejo is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. So again, Fry is the new Aces pitcher. Reno 5 and Albuquerque 1. Here at Isotopes Park, Trejo struck out swinging his first time up. The outfield is straight away. Two on either side of second. The second baseman, Kennedy, shaded toward the middle, and that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Trejo.
Because to your point, you know, when you talk about guys getting settled, maybe it helps Corbin Carroll to have a few weeks in the big leagues, gets a head start on next year. I don't know.
Pitch off the outside, and it's one and one. You know, it's kind of playing out like Alec Thomas last year. You know, he got to Reno midway through the season, and, you know, you were wondering if he was going to be brought up as that swung on and missed, and it's one and two. They obviously didn't. You know, they brought up Henry Ramos instead. But that being said, now Alec Thomas is up there, and I think to your point, you know, they don't have to put Corbin on the roster. They can control him a little bit longer. And I guess that begs the question, how much of a PR splash do they want to make? Maybe not so much PR, but just exciting the fan base as that's off the outside and it's 2-2. Like, do they want that going into the offseason?
And they've shown that they don't play the service time game, you know, like some other organizations do. They weren't afraid to bring Varsho up and give him a full year in 2020, you know, for just a 60-game season. You know, they could have easily played a game there and you know, not had him up there for that time, but he got almost a full year service time that year. So, yeah, they're pretty good about not treating guys like that.
That one popped out foul out of play by Trejo, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The sun starts to fade here in the land of enchantment. What a gorgeous night here in New Mexico. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Trejo. Ryan Vallade is on deck, and Fry delivers, and it's swung on and missed, and he strikes out Trejo, and that ends the inning. Stephen, we'll let you get back to the feature you're writing over there, but great catching up, man. You're going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Maybe we'll jam tomorrow if you have some time.
Outstanding. Look forward to it.
Thanks,
always
Steve.
Good. Thank you.
Steve Gilbert, you can read him on MLB.com, the D-backs writer. We will step aside and come back with the top of the fifth with our score, the Aces 5, the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop for fully customized chop salads. Delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ty Block, the new Albuquerque pitcher, and Block, the left-hander, will deal to Stone Garrett, and it misses outside ball one. Garrett in from the right side with the Aces leading 5-1 as Block into his motion. The pitch is swung on and lined right to the shortstop, Trejo, who makes the catch, crouch down. And that is out number one. So one away, and Dominic Fletcher is coming up next. Fletcher 0 for 2. Thanks again to Steve Gilbert for joining me on the broadcast and chatting some D-backs. Excited to chat with Steve again tomorrow. And again, you can read Steve on MLB.com. As the pitch on the way is a strike on the outside corner to Fletcher, and it's nothing and one. The pitch is swung on and chopped on two bounces to the shortstop, Trejo, who has it and throws to first to get Fletcher for out number two. So Trejo being kept busy. Two up, two down, and Wilmer Defoe, who's one for two with a double, and he's also flied out to center. Ty Block out of Creighton, a guy that works really fast. He was drafted by the Giants in the fifth round in 2012. And the pitch on the way is outside, ball one. Last time I saw Ty Block pitch, it's 2013, as that swung on and lifted to right center field, racing back angle to his right. Tolia, he dives, and he makes a tremendous catch. What a catch by Michael Tolia. He laid out in right, and with the wind blowing from right to left, I didn't think there was any way he was going to get it. But what a grab by Tolia to rob Defoe. It would have been his second hit, and the inning is over, and Defoe walking off. He can't believe it. And Block works a 1-2-3, top of the fifth with help from Michael Tolia in right. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It remains the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Paul Fry back to work after finishing the fourth inning. Fry deals to start the fifth, and he misses to Ryan Vallade. One missed low. Vallade is in from the right side. And the pitch is going to miss. And it's actually even at one ball and one strike. That pitch was actually in for a strike. I beg your pardon. Didn't mean to jump the Hawkeye. Here's the pitch, and a fastball away. And a count 2-1 to Vallade. Jeff Bain had a nice start in his return to an Aces uniform. Bain went 3 1/3 innings, and he gave up one run on one hit, the home run by Carlos Perez. The pitch is swung on and lifted into the beautiful night sky to shallow right. Toward the line goes Stone Garrett, and Garrett makes the catch for out number one. Second time that Vallade has flied to Garrett. And DJ Peterson comes up next. So 3 1/3 innings for Bain. One run on one hit. Bain walked one and struck out four. Pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. That one is swung on and lined into left center field and a base hit. They had him shifted that way as Peterson pulled it to the left side, but he found the hole between the overshifted second baseman Kennedy and the shortstop Hager. And now Tim Lopes, who struck out swinging his only other time up. Pitch on the way to Lopes is taken outside, ball one. Pitch is up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Boy, the sky is pretty right now. That pitch up and outside, and it's 3-0. The mountains off in the distance. The clouds are cascading down towards the mountains, and then some of those clouds, which are kind of falling down on the mountain, are turning a shade of purple and pink as the sun fades away here in Albuquerque. Just a beautiful spot. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 3-1. There's a swing and a fly ball to a deep left center field. Going back, angled to his right is Corbin Carroll. And he'll make the catch for out number two. So two down and Jonathan Morales. Morales fouled out to the shortstop Hager over by the tarp. His last time up. Dominic Canzone holding DJ Peterson at first, and that pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-1. The pitch, and it is off the outside, and it's one ball and one strike. There's activity in the Albuquerque pen. Riley Pints, a right-hander. The pitch is swung on and chopped into right field, and that'll be a base hit. Morales just bounced it the opposite way. Around second, heading for third is Peterson. So Morales with an opposite field single. Not hard hit, but just found the hole on the right side, and now with two outs, it goes back to the top of the order, and Winton Bernard. Pitch to Bernard is taken low and inside, ball one. Center fielder Carroll slightly towards left, and Bernard takes a strike on the inside, and it's 1-1. This is a tough hitter to face in this spot because one swing now gets the Isotopes back in this thing, and Bernard, a guy that is more than capable. Pitch is up and away. Two-one is off the outside, and you can tell that Fry wants to be careful here. 3-1. That one is swung on and fouled back. Come on, That pitch is just off the outside, ball four. So Bernard walks now. The isotopes have him loaded for Dom Nunez. You can tell that Fry was not really wanting to mess around there with Bernard. Now he's got to face Nunez with the bases loaded and two outs. The ace is five and the isotopes one. Zach Beirute, glad to be with you on a beautiful night here in Albuquerque. Pitch is up and away. Now it's thrown to third, and safe at third is DJ Peterson, who was almost caught, which would have been an inexcusable mistake. Peterson was cheating off the third base bag with the bases loaded. And Marolio fired down there. It was a bang-bang play. Pitch is swung on and popped foul off to the left. And it's 1-1. The 1-1 is up high, and it's 2-1. Two-one is swung on and fouled back, and it's now 2-2. That was a big pitch there from Fry. Would have been real tough to fall behind 3-1 with the bases loaded. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, so it stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Nunez. The pitch. And a swing and a slap shot the other way, but right to the third baseman. There is Hernandez, who fields and then throws to Hager, who had to come from the right side of the infield to cover second base with the shift. So a fielder's choice goes 5-6. And the inning is over, and Paul Fry gets into and then out of trouble. No runs, two hits, no errors, and the base is left loaded. We head now to the top of the sixth inning, and it's the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
As we go to the top of the sixth inning, it's 5-1 Aces, and it's the AAA debut of Riley Pintz. Pintz, a former first-round pick, the fourth overall selection in 2016, and his AAA debut. And the pitch on the way is taken for a ball up high. One ball and no strikes to Dominic Canzone. Pintz briefly walked away from baseball last year. He was having a bout of extreme wildness on the mound, as that is in tight, and there Canzone spins around. This would make for an uncomfortable at-bat, and it's two balls and no strikes. Pintz was with Hartford this year, and he made 38 appearances, all in relief, 2-1 with a 4.64 ERA for the Yard Goats. The pitch is in tight, and it's 3-0 to Canzone, to be followed by Marolio and Hernandez. The ace is 5, and the Isotopes 1. 3-0 is taken all the way. Canzone was never going to offer. He relaxed his arms as that pitch came in, and Canzone walks. Riley Pintz taking over for Ty Block, who worked a perfect fifth inning. He retired all three that he faced quickly, and he got help from Michael Tolia, who made a diving catch in right to end that inning. So one on, and here is Marolio. Pintz was drafted again fourth overall in 2016 out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Overland Park, Kansas. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Signed for just under $5 million out of high school. And last year he was pitching with Spokane, High A. The 0-1 is a slider outside at 88, and it's one ball and one strike. And Pintz is far from pint-sized at 6'5", 225 pounds. Pitch is swung on and fouled back of home plate. And a count, one ball and two strikes to Marolio. Last year with Spokane, he only made 10 appearances. As I mentioned, he walked away from the game for a while last year. He had a 3.37 ERA, but he walked 10 batters in 10 innings. The year prior, in 2019, before the pandemic, he had 31 walks in 17 innings with Asheville, as that swung on and fouled off to the right. Marolio, by the way, 0 for 2. He's flied to left and grounded at third. The center fielder, Bernard, is slightly towards left. Stadium lights are in effect now as the sky has really dimmed. But if you look out towards the west, there are still some gorgeous colors off in the horizon. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is in tight. Two balls and two strikes to Marolio. Again, Hernandez to follow. The 2-2, and a swing and a chop to third. It's going to be taken by Morales. He'll go to second for one. The throw to first is in time for two, and a double play. They send it around the horn. So Riley Pintz works around the leadoff walk, takes care of that with the double play, and now two outs, the base is empty. It's going to feel good for Riley Pintz. And now Yanni Hernandez, who is 0 for 1. Hernandez has struck out swinging, been hit by a pitch, and scored. Ashton Godot started this game, and Godot is the pitcher of record on the losing side for the Isotopes. He went four innings, and he gave up all five runs, three of them earned. The two runs he allowed in the third inning unearned because of an error that started that inning, as the pitch is low and inside, ball one. Seven hits allowed by Godot. Godot did not walk anybody. He did hit a batter, and he struck out five. That pitch is outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. So again, the final line for Ashton Godot, the starter for the Isotopes. Four innings, he allowed five runs, three of them earned on seven hits. He hit a batter and struck out five. And then Ty Block went one perfect inning. And now Riley Pintz, two outs, and the base is empty here in the sixth. That pitch pumped across for a strike at 95, and it's 2-1. We can see the live arm of Riley Pintz on display. 2-1. And the pitch, and it's up high, 3-1. Pintz has spent a lot of time with Asheville. That's where he spent most of his professional career. 3-1, and it's outside, ball four. So Pintz loses Hernandez. That's his second walk of the inning. And now back to the top of the order in Corbin Carroll, who's 2-for-3. Corbin struck out swinging but reached on a wild pitch his last time up. And beg your pardon, 6 strikeouts for Goodeau. I forgot about that strikeout wild pitch. So Goodeau with 6 Ks in his 4 innings. Hernandez at first being held there by Peterson, and the pitch swung on in line toward the middle and past the dive of the shortstop Trejo to his left, and a base hit gotten in quickly by Bernard. And Corbin Carroll with a 3-hit night. So Hernandez to second and Carroll at first, and now Jake Hager, who's 0-for-3. Hags has had a tough start to his night, has struck out twice and grounded into a double play. But batting with two on here, with two outs in the sixth inning, and Reno leading 5-1. In 2017, Riley Pint worked 93 innings with Asheville. And he went 2-11 that year, had a 5.42 ERA, but that's the most innings he's logged at any stop, as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Pint worked 37 innings with Grand Junction in 2016. That was the year that he was drafted. Spent the balance of that year after he got drafted and signed in the Pioneer League with Grand Junction, as the 1-0 pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-0. Back when the Pioneer League was a thing. P.J. Poulin is warming up in the Albuquerque bullpen. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a chopper foul, third base side, and now 1-2. I think they're hopeful that Pint could pitch an inning here, and hopefully for the Isotopes he gets through it cleanly and it has something to feel good about here in his AAA debut. But I can't imagine they're going to bring him out for a second inning. That's why Poulin is warming up. 1-2. Pint delivers, and it's way outside into the backstop. So Hernandez up to third. And Carroll up to second. O'Reilly Pint would not be the first Rockies big-time prospect to struggle with command issues. Some of you may recall Tyler Matzik, who went on to pitch in the World Series with the Braves, and Matzik has gone on to have a really nice career, but there was a time he had to walk away from the game. And Riley Pint's story kind of reminds me of Tyler Matzik. That pitch swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Hager, whose tough night continues. Hager now has struck out 3 times and is 0-for-4, and that is Riley Pint's first AAA strikeout. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 lefts. So Pint navigates through a couple of obstacles in that top of the 6th, and we go to the bottom of the 6th. It's 5-1 Reno on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop, for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-through order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling chop lobster.
Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Luis Frias is the new pitcher for the Aces, and Frias will face Carlos Perez, Michael Tolia, and Alan Trejo. With Reno leading 5-1, Paul Fry is done. He goes an inning and two-thirds scoreless, and Fry is the pitcher of record in this game because the starter, Jeff Bain, went just 3 1/3, did not qualify. Bain was never going to qualify in this game. He was not ever going to go five as that pitch is in tight. Ball one to Perez, but Bain again pitched well in his return to the Aces. He went 3 1/3, gave up one run, one hit. It was a solo home run by the man at the plate, Perez, who has one of just three Albuquerque hits in the game. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1 Reno, and Frias deals a strike. And a count levels at 1-1. Luis making his 21st appearance, his 18th in relief, 2-2 with a 3.79 ERA. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. A changeup there from Frias, and way out in front of it was Perez, and it's now 1-2. Frias in 38 innings has given up 16 earned runs on 34 hits, 20 walks, 62 strikeouts in 38 innings. So that's what really jumps off the page at you. 62 Ks in 38 innings. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a high fly ball to left. Coming in and toward the line is Fletcher, and going out is Hager, but it'll be Fletcher getting to his spot to make the catch for out number one. So Perez flies out, one away, and Michael Tolia is coming up next. Tolia is 0-2 at the plate. He's made a great defensive play, a diving catch earlier in this game. But looking for his first hit of the night in his second AAA game. Pitch to Tolia, who's in from the left side, is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Shift on to the right side. The third baseman, Hernandez, is playing the shortstop spot. The pitch is not going to be thrown. Frias, I think, got his cleat stuck. So Frias was going to come forward, and I don't know if he got his cleat stuck or if time was called, but DeFrias is going to be hit with a pitch clock violation, and it's 1-1. I don't know if Frias didn't throw it because he saw the umpire call the violation, or if Frias stumbled and then thus it became a violation. I thought Frias stumbled, but maybe he just elected not to throw because it was the violation. 1-1 to Tolia, who again is in from the left side. Pitch. And it is a strike, and it's now 1-2. One out, the base is empty. Bottom of the sixth inning, it is 5-1 Aces. Reno has out-hit Albuquerque 8-3. The 1-2 is off the outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And it's on the way, and it's swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Marolio, who's able to hang on. So Frias gets the strikeout. His first, and for the Aces staff, their sixth of the night. And now Trejo, who has struck out twice. Fans, ITS Logistics Fireworks Fridays are here all summer long at Greater Nevada Field. Come for the fireworks on the field and stay for the ones after the game. For tickets, RenoAces.com. Our next Fireworks Friday is a week from this Friday. Just making sure Friday wasn't tomorrow. I was going to say a week from tomorrow, but that would have been wrong. A swing and a drive to deep left field. Going back is Fletcher, and at the edge of the warning track, Fletcher makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Trejo sent it a long way, but into out number three. And nothing across for the Isotopes in the bottom of the sixth as Frias works a clean first inning. And going now to the seventh, the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face.
That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats,
rice, and more.
You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies.
Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
New pitcher for the Isotopes is right-hander Yoel Piguero, making his Albuquerque debut. And that pitch is up high, ball one. To Buddy Kennedy. Piguero was just acquired by the Rockies in a trade with the Rays. He had been pitching with Tampa's AAA club in Durham. And he made 32 appearances, most in relief. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Piguero with Durham was 2-1 with a 4.58 ERA. 32 appearances, four of them were starts. In 39 and a third innings, he had 33 Ks to 24 walks. Pitch is swung on and lined to left center field, and that's going to get up into the alley and be extra bases for Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy is into second base, and it's going to be retrieved out there by Valade, and he fires it in toward third, and Buddy Kennedy has a leadoff double, and he has a two-hit night. Kennedy going to the gap in left center. Didn't get all the way to the wall, but it got plenty deep enough for Buddy to get two bases with ease, and now Stone Garrett comes up. Stone in from the right side. He singled and scored as part of Reno's two-run third inning. Outfield straight away, and Piguero will deliver, and Garrett takes in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Piguero is 5'11", 160 pounds. Signed by the Rays as an international free agent in 2015 out of the Dominican. Pitch is swung on and lifted to deep right center field. Tolia is going back, angled to his right, and Tolia in front of the warning track makes the catch, but plenty deep enough for Kennedy to tag and advance from second to third. So Garrett hits the ball hard. It's a productive out as Kennedy advances 90 feet. That sets up a nice situation here for Dominic Fletcher, who's 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Fletcher, Hager, and Marolio, the only three aces that have not reached base. Fletcher does not have to reach base here to bring in a run. The infield is in. The center fielder, Bernard, is slightly towards left. And a pitch on the way is up high, ball one. Kennedy, the lone base runner at third with one out. The Aces leading 5-1. Piguero delivers, and it's up high. Now a throw to third, and Kennedy sprawls back to the bag. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left. And now 2-1. That time Fletcher anticipating a pitch to hit. He got a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and one strike to Fletcher. The infield is in and the pitch. And Fletcher takes down and in. And it's 3-1. Defoe is on deck. Defoe has a double tonight. Pitch is swung on and chopped toward the shallow plank shortstop Trejo. He fields, transfers, throws home, and out at the plate is Buddy Kennedy. So Kennedy tagged out 6-2 on the out at the plate. And that time the infield in, Kennedy went despite that. It was a slower developing play. Fletcher tapped it in play, and Trejo charged it nicely and made the accurate throw home to get Kennedy and save a run there. So 6-2 on the out at the plate. Fielder's choice on which Fletcher reaches. But now Fletcher at first base with two outs. And Wilmer Defoe coming up next. Defoe is 1-for-3 with a double. There's the pitch, and it's swung on and grounded to the right side. It's taken by Lopes, the second baseman, who'll make the easy throw to first to get Defoe, who's now 1-for-4. The inning is over. No runs, one hit, as the Aces waste the leadoff double by Kennedy, who was tagged out at the plate. No errors, and one man stranded. As we stand and stretch here in the land of enchantment, we head to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you.
Ryan Vallée leads it off for the Isotopes, going to the bottom of the seventh, a game in which the Aces lead 5-1, and Vallée takes the first pitch from Luis Frias in tight. Ball one to Vallée, who twice has flied to right. He'll be followed by DJ Peterson and Tim Lopes. Center fielder Corbin Carroll slightly towards right, and Frias a stretch and a pitch and a swing and a foul back. And it's one ball and one strike to Vallée. Reno, 5 runs, 9 hits. Albuquerque, 1 run, 3 hits and an error. The 1-1, and a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes to Vallée. Frias coming off of a 1-2-3 sixth inning, his first out of the pen. Only Albuquerque run came on one swing of the bat. Carlos Perez, a solo homer. All the runs in this series for Albuquerque have been solo homers. The pitch is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Vallée. And Frias collects his second strikeout. And with one away, DJ Peterson coming up. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER. Head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Peterson 1-for-2, a single his last time up. And the shift is on to the left side. Peterson beat the shift the last time. The pitch is in tight, ball one. He didn't beat it by going the opposite way. He beat it by hitting the ball hard through the second baseman, Kennedy, and the shortstop, Hager. Carroll in center is slightly towards right, and the 1-0 pitch is a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 is swung on and wrapped foul past the third base coach, Warren Schaefer, the manager, and past the ball attendant down the left field line, and Dominic Fletcher says, I'll run to the warning track and get it. Fletcher helping the attendant out down there. There's a right-hander getting loose in the Albuquerque pen. Here's the 1-2, and it is up high. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It is... Jordan Sheffield in the Isotopes pen. 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and Frias got him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So Luis Frias has retired all 5 that he's faced, and he has struck out 3 of the 5. And now Tim Lopes, who's 0-for-2. Lopes in from the right side. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tim Lopes, of course, the brother of Christian Lopes. Reno ace from a year ago, and I was bummed that when we got to Vegas, the A's had just released Christian Lopes. I was looking forward to catching up with Christian, and congratulations to Christian and his wife on a new baby girl as that pitch is low and outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. But Tim, Christian's brother, miss that guy. Christian Lopes is a lot of fun to have around last year. Great clubhouse guy. The 1-1 pitch and a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. He's also a pretty darn good ball player. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Tim Lopes. Jonathan Morales is on deck. The second baseman, Kennedy, shaded toward the middle. The center fielder, Carroll, is slightly towards right. The pitch and a swing and a shot into left field and a base hit for Lopes. So Lopes' first hit of the night, and he's at first with 2 outs, and he breaks up the 5 in a row retired by Frias and the 6 in a row retired by Aces pitching going back to the final out of the 5th. In from the right side, Jonathan Morales, who's 1-for-2. Second baseman Kennedy shaded toward the middle. The third baseman Hernandez is back toward the outfield grass. And the first baseman Canzone holding Lopes. And the pitch on the way from Frias swung on and slapped to the right side, but on one easy bounce, backhanded by Canzone, who takes it 3 unassisted to the pillow, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. And we are now through 7 and into the 8th, where the Aces lead the Isotopes 5-1 here in Albuquerque on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic... When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the...
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it.
Jordan Sheffield is the new pitcher for the Isotopes, heading to the top of the eighth inning where the Aces lead at 5-1. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us here in Albuquerque. Sheffield becomes the fifth Isotopes pitcher of the night. He takes over for Joel Piguero, who had a scoreless inning. Piguero worked around the leadoff double by Kennedy. No walks and no strikeouts for Piguero. And the pitch from Sheffield to Dominic Canzone is fouled back on a ambitious swing by Canzone, and it's nothing in one. That would have gone a long way had Dom squared it up. Usually does when he squares up the baseball. Nothing in one to Canzone, to be followed by Marolio and Hernandez. Three to the right of second, and a pitch, and a swing and a miss, and now it's nothing in two. That was 95 dialed up by Sheffield. No balls and two strikes. The pitch and a swing and a high fly ball to right. Not very deep. Tolia is fighting the wind coming in. Head tilted toward the sky and he makes the catch. He had to veer a little bit to his left at the end there. But one away. And Dominic Marolio, who's 0-3. Sheffield, no record. His ERA is 11.88 in 20 appearances. This is his 21st appearance and his 20th in relief. 17 innings. He has given up 22 runs on 23 hits. 17 walks and 15 strikeouts. So therein lies part of the problem for Sheffield. All those walks. Outfield straight up for Marolio, who's in from the right side. And the pitch to Dom is swung on and missed. Talk about big swings. Dom had one there, but he got an 87-mile-an-hour slider from Sheffield. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back to our right. And a count is nothing in two. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt and comes up and pops the mask off of Perez. Perez seems fine, but to the home plate umpire, going to give a moment to shake it off. Dominic Marolio in the batter's box can relate. He immediately tapped Perez on the shoulder, said hang with him. Jordan Sheffield, the brother of Justice Sheffield, who we saw with the Tacoma Rainiers, Justice and the Mariners chain, both out of Tullahoma High School in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Here's the 1-2, and it is off the outside. Not by much. Fastball just missed. And it's two balls and two strikes. Jordan Sheffield, the 36th overall selection in the 2016 draft out of Vanderbilt. The pitch and a swing and a rocket foul. That's off the tarp and down past the ball attendant. That pinballed right past him. And that's going to be onto the warning track out in left, where Ryan Vallade will retrieve it and flip it into the bullpen. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch is swung on and fouled back to the right. Two balls, two strikes to Marolio. Here's the pitch, and Dom takes just off the outside, and a count has run full, 3-2. Marolio had so many good takes when he hit that pinch hit home run in Vegas with the Aces down to their last strike. People remember the result, but how he got there was so impressive, almost as impressive as the result. The pitch is low and in, and Marolio works a one-out walk. So scrappy at bat by Dom, and he gets himself aboard for the first time, and Yanni Hernandez comes up next. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us from Albuquerque, where the Aces lead at 5-1 here in the top of the eighth. The pitch from Sheffield is low and inside to Hernandez. This game is about 2 hours and 5 minutes old, already eclipsing the time of game we had last night, 2:04. That pitch is swung on and lifted to deep left field. Going back is Valade, twisting and turning, and finally gets himself squared in the right position to haul that in off the bat of Hernandez for out number two. So two down, back to the top of the order. Corbin Carroll, who's 3-for-4. Corbin has 3 hits, 2 singles, a double. He's driven in a run, and he's reached on a strikeout wild pitch. Center fielder Bernard slightly towards left. And here's the pitch. And it's taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul back to the left. Into the sweets, off to our left. And it's no balls and 2 strikes to Carroll. Maroglio, not a ton of speed at first, but keep in mind with 2 outs, he'll be off on contact. The 0-2, and Carroll takes wide. Good take there by Corbin. That pitch kept on moving to the outside, a tailing 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Miguel Aguilar is throwing in the Aces bullpen, so Luis Frias is likely done after two. 1-2, and here comes. And a swing and a foul at the plate. I don't think the catcher Perez had any shot to squeeze that. One ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a shot to the right side. It's going to be taken by Tim Lopes. He'll throw to first and in time to get Carroll, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 man left. Going to the bottom of the 8th inning, it's 5-1 Reno on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Miguel Aguilar, the new pitcher for Reno. We go to the top, or rather the bottom of the eighth inning, beg your pardon. Bottom of the eighth. It's 5-1 Aces. And there has not been any scoring in this game since the Isotopes hit a solo home run in the fourth inning. Been zero since the fourth inning. And Winton Bernard gets it started facing the lefty Aguilar, who takes over for Luis Frias, who worked two near-perfect innings. That pitch is in tight to Bernard for ball one. Frias retired six of the seven that he faced. He gave up a two-out single to Tim Lopes in the seventh inning, but Frias was sharp. One hit, no walks, three strikeouts in two innings. Aguilar delivers, and the lefty's pitch missing in tight. Two balls and no strikes to Bernard, who has grounded a short fly to right and walked. Dom Nunez and Carlos Perez to follow. The 2-0, a swing and a rocket foul into the netting down the third base side, and it's 2-1. Aguilar 2-2 with a 6.56 ERA. This is his 35th appearance, his 34th in relief. The 2-1, and a swing and a pop-up. This is to shallow right. Getting back there is Canzone, the first baseman. Canzone right at the rim of the outfield grass makes the catch for out number one. For Aguilar, in 36 innings, he's given up 26 earned runs on 40 hits, 15 walks to 26 strikeouts. He's got one away here. And Nunez coming up. Fans, grab your furry friend. Head to Greater Nevada Field on August 17th. That's our next dog day. First pitch set for 6:35 p.m. And proper vaccination paperwork is required. And you can get your tickets at renoaces.com. Three to the right of second for Dom Nunez, who takes that pitch low for ball one. Nunez is 0-2. He has walked, fly to left, and grounded into a fielder's choice. The 1-0. And that one bending away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Aces hoping to even the series of the game apiece with five more defensive outs. As the 2-0 is swung on and lifted to deep left center field, angled back to his left is Fletcher. Fletcher with his back to the wall makes the catch for out number two. Again, the wind is blowing that way. We're in Albuquerque. The ball carries anyways. And Aguilar had to hold his breath there, but Nunez is out number two. And it's the second time that he's flied to left. And now Carlos Perez, who's 1-for-3. Perez with a home run in the fourth inning. That is the only Isotopes run, of course, in this game, with the Aces leading 5-1. Again, all five runs for Albuquerque in this series have been solo homers. Three to the left of second in the shifts. And Aguilar delivers, and Perez swings and pops it up. First base foul territory. It's going to be back into the seats and out of play. Canzone gave it a brief chase. But strike one on Perez. And the Aces ninth. It'll be Jake Hager, Buddy Kennedy, and Stone Garrett. Here's the 0-1. And it's up and away, and it's 1-1. Hager, one of two that has yet to reach base. Hager and Marolio, or Hager and Fletcher, I beg your pardon. Marolio is in that group, but he walked in the eighth inning. The 1-1, a swing and a foul ball pulled off to the facing of the third base dugout, and now 1-2. Aguilar, a strike away from a clean eighth inning. One ball, two strikes, and his pitch is swung on and lifted to a deep center field. Going back toward the hill is Carroll. Carroll is going to be right at the edge of the hill in center, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Corbin Carroll sent back to that little grassy knoll there in center field. He didn't have to climb it, though, as Perez flies out to deep center. Some hard contact that inning, but a 1-2-3 inning worked by Aguilar, and nothing across for Albuquerque. We go to the top of the ninth. And the Aces lead the Isotopes 5-1 on the Aces Digital Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
New pitcher for the Isotopes as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It is J.D. Hammer, and Hammer will face Jake Hager to get his outing started. Hager has had a tough night. He's 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts, and he's grounded into a double play. And the pitch from the right-hander Hammer is swung on by Hager and fouled back for strike one. Reno, 5 runs, 9 hits. Albuquerque, 1 run, 4 hits, and an error. This has been a very well-pitched ball game by the Aces. And a pitch is swung on, fouled back to the screen, and it's nothing in two. Hammer, out of the same college that produced Dan Straley, Marshall. And he's making his 41st relief appearance with Albuquerque. The pitch to Hager is low and outside, and it's 1-2. In 34 innings this season, Hammer has given up 22 runs on 39 hits, 37 strikeouts, 17 walks, 4.76 ERA. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. Hager got a piece of an elevated 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Hammer, originally drafted by the Rockies in 2016, and his journey took him to the Phillies, which is the team with which he made his Major League debut in 2019. He got back with Philadelphia in the big leagues last year. The pitch swung and grounded off of the calf of Hammer, who's going to pick the ball up once he finds it. And he's not going to have a play to first. So Jake Hager has an infield single. That's going to feel good for Jake. And now the trainer's going to come out. Hoshi Mizutani. And I think it got Hammer, thought it got him on the calf. Maybe it got him a little bit more toward the back of the knee. See if we get a look on the replay. Hammer seems okay, but he was stunned and couldn't find the ball. Didn't know where to look, and then finally once he located it, he scrambled to it, and at that point did not have a play at first. So an infield single, and they're going to make Hammer throw here. First one looks okay, and that will be the only one. In from the right side is Buddy Kennedy. Pitch to Kennedy is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Last season with the Phillies, Hammer made 20 appearances, had a 4.95 ERA. He split last season evenly between Philadelphia and their AAA club in Lehigh Valley. 2019 with the Phillies, he made 20 appearances, had a 3.79 ERA. Runner goes. The pitch is a strike. The throw down will be late as diving in is Hager with a stolen base. And that is another bang-bang play at second. The Isotopes have been frustrated tonight because there have been some bang-bang plays at second. And it was Tim Lopes taking that throw, and Lopes fires the ball away, third base foul territory. He was convinced that they had him. And it looks like he was safe. And I feel like all the calls have been right on those bang-bang plays. So Hager with a stolen base. And that is his fifth in his sixth attempt. So he's picked his spots well. He's in scoring position, and the pitch on the way is a strike, and it's strike three called on the outside corner to Kennedy. So Buddy is rung up. First time he's been a strikeout victim. Kennedy is now 2-for-5, and Hammer has his first strikeout, first out of the ninth inning, and Stone Garrett coming up next. Pitch is swung on and missed. And it's nothing in one to Stone, who's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored in the third. Second baseman Tim Lopes is shaded toward the middle. The center fielder Winton Bernard is shaded towards right. The 0-1 and a slider away. And the count even at 1-ball-1-strike. Hammer from Fort Collins, Colorado. Went to Fossil Ridge High School, so he has a chance to get to the big leagues with his hometown team. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be a check swing. And did he go on the appeal? No, says first base umpire Taka Matsuda. 1-ball-1-strike to Garrett. To be followed by Dominic Fletcher. The Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1. Reno trying to plate their 6th run. Runner at second base is Hager with one out and a pitch. And Garrett swings, lets a fly ball to deep right. Going back is Tolia. Angled to his left, and Tolia will make the catch as he glides onto the warning track. Tagging from second, heading for third is Hager. And Stone Garrett, some hard contact, but it's out number 2. It gets Hager 90 feet away. And now Dominic Fletcher comes up with 2 outs. Fletcher is 0-for-4. And he is now the last Aces player. It needs to reach base. Fletcher was on first base, but after a fielder's choice force out, or fielder's choice tag play at the plate, I should say, was not a force, far from it. It was when Kennedy was at third base in the 7th inning, and Fletcher put a ball in play to the shallow infield. They got the tag out at home as Fletcher swings and fouls it off to the left for strike 1. Here's the 0-1, and it is off the outside, and it's 1-ball-1-strike to Fletcher, who has grounded a shortstop twice, or 3 times, I should say, and he's also struck out swinging. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball toward left center field. Moving to his right is Bernard, and Bernard, still moving to his right, makes the catch in stride. That ends the inning. So the Aces leave Hager stranded at third base. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. We're going to the bottom of the ninth in Albuquerque. The Aces are 3 outs away from evening this series at a game apiece. It's the Aces 5, the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Hanger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app, and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field, and two free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
J.B. Wendelken, the new Aces pitcher, and he will try and bring this one home for Reno. Wendelken comes into a game in which the Aces lead 5-1, so it is a non-save situation. And this is official scorer's decision here on who gets the win, and they have just informed us that if the Aces lead holds the rest of the way, that Luis Frias would be the winning pitcher tonight. Ashton Goodell gave up all five runs, so obviously he would be the pitcher of record on the losing side for Albuquerque. In from the left side is Michael Tolio, who takes a called strike from Wendelken, and it's nothing and one. JB takes over for Miguel Aguilar, who went a perfect inning. Did not record a strikeout. Three to the right of second in the shift for Tolio. And a pitch, and Wendelken deals, and Tolio swings and foul, tips it into the mitt of Marolio, and it's nothing in two. Wendelken has three wins in his six appearances with the Aces since being optioned by the D-backs. The 0-2 is swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch away at 86, and a great open for Wendelken, who picks up the ninth strikeout of the night for Aces pitching. And now Alan Trejo, who's 0 for 3. Trejo has struck out twice and fly to left. Wendelken on the third base side of the rubber. And a pitch coming is inside, ball one to Alan Trejo. Balanced infield with the second baseman Kennedy shaded toward the middle. The outfield is straight away. Darkness has fallen now in Albuquerque, just past 9 o'clock mountain time. There's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss, off speed to the inside. And it's even at 1-1. Game three of this series tomorrow, 5:35 Pacific. And we'll have it for you here on the radio with the Aces. If they can get two more outs, trying to take a 2-1 lead in this series. The pitch is high and tight. And it's 2-1. Trey Jameson tomorrow for the Aces. Brandon Gold scheduled for the Isotopes. The 2-1. And a swing and a ground ball pulled foul outside of third and down toward the tarp. And Warren Schaefer tells the attendant down the left field line that he has it. And he retrieves the loose baseball, hands it off to a fan behind the net. Two balls and two strikes to Trejo. Valade is on deck. J.B. Wendelken delivers, and a swing and a foul off to the right. So it stays two balls and two strikes. All the remaining games in this series, 5:35 Pacific time, with the exception of Sunday, which is at 5:05. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and Wendell can goes off speed to the inside again. The same way he struck out Tolia, he strikes out Trejo. And back-to-back strikeouts for JB, and that puts the Aces on the brink of winning game two of this series and winning their seventh of eight games on this road trip. Really impressive. And now Valade, all that stands in the way. Valade has flied to right twice, and he struck out swinging his last time up. Now Wendelken deals, and Valade takes low and outside. One ball and no strikes. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right. And it's even at 1-1 to Valade. One ball and one strike. And Wendelken fires, and it's in the dirt. And it's 2-1. Should Valade prolong this game, DJ Peterson is on deck. Two balls and one strike, and Wendelken fires, and a swing and a miss by Valade. And now the Aces and Wendelken are one strike away. I think that was... got my mind set on you. The Aces have their mind set on a win with one more strike. Here's the 2-2, and a swing, and a chop to the left side. Two bounces for the shortstop, Hager. He has it, a jump and a throw to first in time, and J.B. Wendelken polishes off this Aces win with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Nothing across for the Isotopes, and that is about as good as it gets here in Albuquerque for a pitching staff. The Aces give up just one run on four hits. And the one run was a solo homer, and that is phenomenal in a bullpen game in a very, very tough pitcher's park. Our final totals, the Aces 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. The Isotopes 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher is Luis Frias, and Frias will see his record improved to 3-2. Again, that's an official scorer's decision, with the starter not qualifying. The losing pitcher is Ashton Godot. And Godot will drop to 0-6. And there was no save. We will have the time of the game coming up on the post game. The paid attendance, 7,287. 7,287. The paid crowd tonight here at Albuquerque. So we will step aside. When we come back, we'll have the postgame portion of our broadcast that is coming up next. We'll talk about an Aces win. Our final score, the Aces 5, the Isotopes 1, and the postgame show is next.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Welcome back inside Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. Zach Beirutti, so glad to have been with you for this one as it has gone final. The Reno Aces 5 and the Albuquerque Isotopes 1. And what a pitching performance by the Aces staff tonight. Let's delve in and get you started with our final totals. The Aces 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 stranded. The Isotopes 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 5 stranded. The winning pitcher, Luis Frias, now 3-2. The losing pitcher, Ashton Godot, he is now 0-6. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 32 minutes to play. And the paid attendance, 7,287, 7,287 tonight here at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. Well, the Aces did not score after the fourth inning. In fact, nobody did. And the scoring was all done in the first four frames, and it was the Aces who struck first in the second. A leadoff double by Wilmer Defoe, followed by an RBI single off the bat of Dominic Canzone, gave the Aces a 1-0 lead. Canzone would steal second, the first of two steals for him. And Canzone would come in on a two-out RBI double by Corbin Carroll, who had 3 more hits tonight. Corbin went 3-for-5, and that RBI double doubled the Aces' lead, made it 2-0. The Aces would add to their lead in the third. Buddy Kennedy reached on an error committed by the third baseman, Jonathan Morales. That started the inning. He tried to take a bouncing ball in the second hop, and it kicked off his glove. And that opened the door for the Aces to score a couple more. Stone Garrett singled, and then after back-to-back outs, the Aces had 2 on with 2 out, and Dominic Canzone came up, and Canzone would rope a 2-run single to right. That scored Kennedy and Garrett, and the Aces had a 4-0 lead. Those 2 runs would be unearned for Ashton Godot, who gave up 1 more run in the fourth inning. Godot hit Yanni Hernandez to start that inning. Yanni stole second, went to third on a wild pitch, and he would score on a double play hit into by Jake Hager 2 batters later. No RBI for Hager, but Hernandez scoring to make it a 5-0 Aces advantage. Godot went 4 innings. He gave up 5 runs, 3 of them earned on 7 hits. He hit a batter, and he struck out 6. It was Jeff Bain making his return to the Aces tonight. Bain, who had been pitching with AA Amarillo, did not allow a run over the first 3 innings. He retired 9 of the 10 batters that he faced to start the first 3 innings. And Bain's only blemish tonight, he gave up a 1-out solo home run to Carlos Perez. That made it 5-1, but that is literally the highlight tonight for Albuquerque. Bain was excellent. He went 3 1/3, gave up just that 1 run on the 1 hit, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. If the Isotopes were going to get back in this game, they had the opportunity in the fifth inning, and it was against Paul Fry who came on in relief after that home run was hit. But Fry, in the fifth inning, would give up a 1-out single to DJ Peterson. Then with 2 outs, Jonathan Morales singled to right, and then Winton Bernard walked. So the bases at that point were loaded with 2 outs and Dom Nunez coming up and 1 swing away from tying it. Nunez would ground into a fielder's choice force play that went to 5-6 and ended the inning. And that was really the big push from Albuquerque. Outside of that home run, there's really not much to talk about for the Isotopes in this game offensively. Fry went an inning and 2/3 scoreless, gave up 2 hits. Luis Frias followed that up with 2 near-perfect innings. Frias retired 6 of the 7 he faced with 3 strikeouts, and they credit Frias with the win tonight. Miguel Aguilar with a 1-2-3 eighth, and J.B. Wendelken a 1-2-3 ninth, and Aces pitching between Frias, Aguilar, and Wendelken combined to retire the final 7 batters in this game for the Aces. And that is how it went down tonight, a solid, solid pitching performance in a tough pitcher's park for the Aces, who win it 5-1. Our final totals again. Reno, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9. Albuquerque, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 5. The winning pitcher, Luis Frias, now 3-2. The losing pitcher, Ashton Godot, now 0-6. No save in a game that took 2 hours, 32 minutes. The paid attendance, 7,287 tonight here at Isotopes Park. On the out-of-town scoreboard, in progress right now, the Rivercats leading Salt Lake 3-1 in Salt Lake, and that game in the top of the fifth. They're in the top of the seventh in El Paso. Sugar Land 13 and El Paso 6. They are heading into the fifth inning in Tacoma, and the Rainiers have a 3-0 lead on the Aviators. And the only other final outside of this one, it was Round Rock 5 and Oklahoma City 3. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard on this Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, game 3 of this series. And whoever wins tomorrow's game will have the upper hand moving forward. It'll be Dre Jameson on the mound for the Aces. He is coming off back-to-back 7-inning performances and back-to-back wins, 4-7 with a 6.58 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Brandon Gold, who's 4-5 with a 6.89 ERA. 5:35 Pacific time first pitch. Our pregame coverage at 5:25, and we will look forward to having you with us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Isotopes Park. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. Would also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff. Thanks to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side. AJ Grimm and Chase Groden run the social media for the Aces and for everybody else. I'm Zach Beirute saying so long from New Mexico. Once again, our final score tonight, the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 5:35 Pacific time. Our pregame coverage on the radio at 5:25, and we will hope to see you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, and so long from Albuquerque.